So here's a question about what's called price gouging. So, you know, I'm taping this right after Sandy hit New York and New Jersey. There's obviously horrible devastation everywhere. But right now, as things are starting to recover, we're seeing long lines in gas stations. We're seeing, you know, before the hurricane hit, we saw inventories of people who, for example, saw generators completely depleted. And there's a whole issue of gouging comes up. Well, is gouging means, I hate that word, it's a bad word. But what it means in this context is, because there's such an increase in demand, I've got a limited quantity of stuff. Should I be able to raise the price in order to take advantage of the increased demand? Is it moral and is it economically sound? And it's absolutely moral and it's absolutely economically sound. And indeed, I think the fact that we don't allow people to increase the price causes problems. So for example, the lines in front of the gas stations, if the gas stations had been allowed to raise their prices, they wouldn't be lines. They would raise their prices to the point where those who needed and wanted and were willing to give up the most in order to get the gasoline got it. So those who valued the gasoline the most would get the gasoline. Instead of an egalitarian method where first come, first serve, you just get it and you stand in line and you get a little bit, you don't get enough. And it's not based on values. It's not based on what you value. And of course, the gas station is making less money. By making less money, it's less likely that they bring in more gasoline from out of state, that they take the risk and the cost involved in bringing gasoline into, let's say, New Jersey right now, because it's very, very expensive to do so. It's a disaster zone. It's very, very risky. So you want them to make a lot of money so that they have the incentive to bring in more. You want them to raise the money, the price, so that the allocation of this these values are done based on who is willing to pay the most for them, who values them the most. And again, this whole question is driven by altruism. It's driven by the idea that because you need it, because everybody in line needs it, everybody in line deserves it, and they deserve it at the price that the gas was selling before the hurricane hit. That is immoral. That is wrong. Your need does not put a claim against somebody else. It doesn't mean that somebody else has to sell you the thing at the price that you want it sold at. So altruism drives the whole anti-gouging phenomenon and mentality. It you know, what we want is to leave the market alone. And, you know, and what you'll see is a lot of benevolence. You'll see that in many cases, prices don't go up as high as you expect because, you know, the person selling them doesn't have to raise them as high as that, and he wants to help out his neighbors, but it's not a law, and it's not out of a sense of duty, and it's not out of a sense of altruism, it's out of a sense of benevolence. And in other places, what you see is a more rational allocation of resources based on price, which is the result of the higher prices, which makes a lot more sense and actually allows these crises to pass a lot faster and to be less painful. Thank you all.